Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Michel de Montaigne, a French nobleman, magistrate, and Renaissance humanist, composed the Essays over roughly two decades in the late 16th century. The complete Essays gathers three books of reflections that helped establish the essay as a distinct literary form. Rather than presenting a systematic philosophy, Montaigne writes in the manner of trials, testing ideas through memory, reading, observation, and self-examination. His subjects range from education, friendship, death, custom, religion, politics, and cruelty to sleep, smells, books, and bodily habits. The purpose of the work is not to prove a doctrine, but to examine how a thinking person encounters uncertainty, contradiction, and ordinary experience. Montaigne repeatedly turns the gaze back upon himself, not as an exercise in vanity, but as a way of studying human nature at close range. The result is a foundational work of introspective prose, philosophical skepticism, and humane reflection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-examination becomes a method for studying human nature. The most distinctive feature of the complete essays is that Montaigne makes his own mind, habits, fears, illnesses, judgments, and inconsistencies the material of inquiry. This is not autobiography in the modern sense because he is less interested in narrating a life than in observing how a person thinks and changes. He treats the self as unstable, partial, and often contradictory, which makes it a better object of study than a polished public image. By recording passing opinions rather than final conclusions, he shows how judgment forms under the pressure of temperament, memory, education, bodily condition, and social expectation. This method gives the essays their unusual intimacy and intellectual flexibility. Montaigne does not claim that his individual experience represents all people in a simple way. Instead, he suggests that close attention to one particular human being can reveal the mixed texture of humanity in general. The reader sees reasoning in motion, including hesitation, revision, and digression. That openness is central to the book's originality. The essays are not designed to produce a doctrine of the self, but to demonstrate how self-knowledge requires patience, candor, and suspicion toward flattering explanations. Secondly, skepticism challenges certainty without abandoning judgment. Montaigne is strongly associated with philosophical skepticism, especially in Apology for Raymond Sebond, where he questions the reliability of human reason and the confidence people place in their own conclusions. His skeptical outlook is not mere denial or intellectual laziness. It is a discipline that asks how much can be known, how easily opinion disguises itself as truth, and how often human beings mistake custom, pride, or language for evidence. His famous question, "What do I know?" captures this posture of inquiry. He is wary of dogmatism because he sees human judgment as limited, shifting, and vulnerable to error. Yet he does not conclude that people should stop judging altogether. In practical life, choices still have to be made, and Montaigne often favors moderation, experience, and humility over abstract certainty. This is why his skepticism has a moral dimension. It weakens fanaticism, lowers intellectual arrogance, and makes room for tolerance. The essays show that uncertainty need not paralyze thought. Properly understood, it can refine thought by forcing the mind to distinguish between what is known, what is assumed, and what is merely inherited from authority or habit. Thirdly, education should cultivate judgment rather than memorize display. Montaigne frequently criticizes education that fills the mind with borrowed authorities while leaving judgment underdeveloped. In On the Education of Children, he argues for learning that trains the student to weigh, compare, question, and apply ideas rather than merely repeat them. His own essays are crowded with classical references, but he uses ancient writers as partners in thought, not as ornaments of erudition. This distinction is important. For Montaigne, reading has value when it strengthens the capacity to live and judge well. A teacher should therefore test understanding through conversation, examples, travel, and practical encounter with the world. The goal is not to produce a scholar who can recite Latin, but a person who can think in changing circumstances. This view reflects a broader theme of the book: knowledge must be digested into character. Montaigne distrusts abstract learning when it becomes detached from conduct, humility, and experience. His educational ideal is humane rather than technical. It prepares the mind to recognize complexity, resist empty verbal cleverness, and remain flexible before unfamiliar people and situations. The essays themselves model this education by moving between books, memory, public events, bodily experience, and moral reflection. Fourthly, meditation on death leads back to the ordinary practice of living. Death is one of the recurring subjects of the essays. But Montaigne does not treat it only as a solemn theological or philosophical problem. In early reflections, such as To Philosophize, Is to Learn to Die, he considers the traditional idea that wisdom requires preparation for mortality. Or, later in the essays, his attention often shifts toward living naturally with the body, chance, aging, appetite, pain, and limitation. This movement is significant because Montaigne resists both terror of death and theatrical contempt for life. He suggests that fear is intensified when people turn death into an abstract monster rather than recognizing it as part of nature. Acceptance of mortality should not produce gloom. It should clarify proportion, reduce vanity, and return attention to present experience. His reflections on illness, bodily functions, sleep, and daily habit are not digressions from philosophy. They are part of his insistence that human life is embodied and finite. Unlike systems that elevate reason above ordinary existence, Montaigne repeatedly brings thought back to the human creature who eats, suffers, forgets, desires, and dies. This gives his treatment of mortality an unusually practical realism. Lastly, custom, cruelty, and cultural difference expose the limits of moral arrogance. Montaigne lived during a period marked by religious conflict, political instability, and European expansion, and his essays repeatedly examine how custom shapes moral judgment. In On Cannibals, he famously questions the ease with which Europeans label unfamiliar peoples barbarous, while ignoring violence and cruelty within their own societies. His point is not to deny moral distinction altogether, but to expose the complacency of judging others solely by local norms. Custom can make arbitrary practices seem natural, and it can make injustice appear respectable. This concern appears also in his criticism of cruelty, fanaticism, and punitive excess. Montaigne often favors moderation, because he sees how quickly certainty becomes permission to dominate or harm. His treatment of cultural difference is notable for its comparative method. He sets European assumptions beside alternative practices and asks readers to reconsider what they take for universal. This does not make the essays a modern political program, but it gives them lasting relevance in discussions of tolerance and ethnocentrism. Montaigne stands out because he uses curiosity, doubt, and self-critique to resist the moral arrogance of his own world. In conclusion, The Complete Essays is best suited to readers who want philosophy presented as inquiry rather than system. It will appeal to those interested in Renaissance humanism, moral reflection, literary essays, skepticism, and the history of self-writing. Readers looking for a tightly organized argument may find the work digressive, but that looseness is also its method. Montaigne follows the movement of thought as it actually occurs, through association, correction, memory, quotation, and renewed uncertainty. The intellectual benefit lies in learning how to examine opinions without rushing toward finality. The practical benefit lies in the habits the essays encourage: modest judgment, tolerance toward difference, attention to ordinary experience, and a calmer relation to mortality. Compared with many works of moral philosophy, this book stands out because it does not separate ideas from the person thinking them. Compared with later personal essays, it has unusual philosophical density, drawing on classical literature, public life, religious conflict, and intimate bodily observation. Its originality rests in the fusion of personal candor and rigorous doubt. Montaigne shows that the self can be both subject and instrument of thought, and that wisdom may begin not with certainty, but with careful awareness of human limitation. If you would like to support Michel de Montaigne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.